Hello and welcome to your weekly Bible study. I'm Jay, and hope you had a good week, and I hope you're having a great day, and hope you're having a great life too, with God's blessings, and hoping that you are doing the will of God in your life. You know, we'll talk more about that as the weeks go along. Today, we're going to cover something a little bit different. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about there being nothing new under the sun. And you might want to know where that comes from, that saying. You know, there's a lot of sayings in the English language that have originated in the Bible, and this being one of them. It comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. And we'll go into that in just a second, but I want to tell you a little bit about how Ecclesiastes, the book, came about and who wrote it. Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon. And King Solomon was the son of King David, and he succeeded to the throne after his father, King David. King Solomon was thought to have great wisdom. In fact, as the story goes, God came to Solomon, asking Solomon what he wanted, and Solomon prayed that he would have wisdom. And so God gave Solomon great wisdom. And there are books in the Bible that are filled with Solomon's great wisdom. And Ecclesiastes is one of those books. And it's thought that Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes kind of later in his life. He was on the throne in the 900s BC. And it's thought that he wrote Ecclesiastes around 935 BC, kind of late in his life. So what we're going to do is we're going to dive into this verse from Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9. You can go ahead and turn with me now to that point. And it's a very short verse, but it says a lot. Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9. Here we go. I'm reading from the NIV right now. And I'll also read from the King James Version right afterwards, so we can kind of compare and contrast the two real quick. So first from the NIV. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Okay, that's the NIV version of Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. Now, the King James version of that very same verse goes like this. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. So, essentially the same meaning, just a little bit more in the King's version of the English language. So what's it all mean? We're going to unpack that by reading a short commentary from a man who writes for BibleTools.org. And he puts it quite succinctly. His name is John W. Rittenbaugh. And what he says is that Solomon says there is no new thing under the sun. No matter what men invent, the basic motivation that brought the thing into being is not new. the thing in this context, referring to the verses that Solomon wrote, is not what we might normally think of. Remember that this is a treatise on life, not on technology. So he's making it clear here that Solomon is not writing about technology being new, but he's talking about life in general. For example, a lot of new things have come along, such as lasers, hydrogen bombs, and automobiles. And you can think of computers, cell phones, all this kind of stuff. Rittenbaugh goes on to say, in this context, these things are not really new. They may be new technologically, but they are not Solomon's object. They will have no impact on understanding the meaning of life. A laser will have no more impact than an automobile does. Men see all kinds of possibilities in which they can use new technology, but will that new technology make life any less vanity-filled? Will it bring any more meaning to life? No more than an automobile, and no more than the buggy did before it, and the wheel before that, because human nature never changes. Satan never changes. Certainly God never changes. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. This can be awfully frustrating to a thinking individual who is looking at life and wondering where it's headed, which includes most people in the world. Thus, as Solomon sees matters, no new thing appears on the scene. And that's a commentary by John W. Rittenbaugh on BibleTools.org, in case you're interested in looking that up and reading more. He makes other commentaries about Ecclesiastes as well. But let's look at this just a little bit more before we close today. Is the cell phone making your life any more meaningful? Is that new car making your life any more meaningful? Is that new dishwasher making your life any more meaningful? Is that instant gratification you get from retail therapy, let's say, is that making your life any more meaningful? Or are you just covering up things? Are you hiding things? Think about it. You know, as technology moves on, you know, we may get artificial intelligence that is, you know, and everybody has a robot in their house to do their housework and cook their meals and all this kind of thing. Is that going to make your life any more meaningful? What are you going to do when you have all the technology that's available at the time to make your life easier, but at the same time it's less meaningful? This is why you need to bring God into your life. Bring God into your life. Ask Him how you can best serve Him, how you can best do His will here on earth, and how you can make your life more satisfying, spiritually, not materially. Because what Solomon's talking about here is human nature. In human nature, there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody's the same when it comes to that. And we've been that way for thousands of years. And we'll continue to be that way. Unless we bring God into our life to make our lives more meaningful by glorifying God and helping each other out. I think that's really the key. Well, I'd like to thank you for listening to your weekly Bible study, and that's Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. And there's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot to think about. And in your prayer tonight, I want you to think about what we talked about today. How can your life be more meaningful by bringing God into your life? Say that little prayer. Ask Him to come into your life so you can do His will. Thanks for listening this week, and we'll catch you next time on your weekly Bible study.